North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets. North Valley Distributing focuses on quality and reliability. Their products include fuses, batteries, wiring devices, connectors, lighting solutions, circuit protection components, and electrical tools and more. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
You say a lot that's in some of your song lyrics. Mm-hmm. You want to tell us what it is?
Tu vis ta culture ou tu tues ta culture, il n'y a pas de milieu. It means you either live your culture or you kill your culture. There's no in between.
What do you mean?
You see this vanishing of cultures, of dialects, of everything to just create this one generic human, you know? And it's really sad to me. So I'm going to get up every day, and I'm going to live my culture today. I think it's every individual's responsibility to maintain who they are as a people.
What was that nonsense he was muttering in the middle?
That was French, Jack. It's a language. That was Jordan Thibodeau, who was featured on 60 Minutes as part of a really interesting segment about essentially Cajun and similar music in that culture in Louisiana. They didn't mention jailbreaks, but anyway. I thought that was a really interesting statement. You either live your culture or kill your culture. Especially because I was corresponding with a friend of mine about my upcoming trip to London with my bride, and he sent along some commentary about
Have you been brushing up on your English to get ready for it?
Hilarious. and it was a commentary on how Britain and Europe, having permitted rampant immigration that nobody voted for but the elite wanted, had caused enormous dislocating cultural problems. And it's something we've talked about several times, but and pointing out that, like, the mayors of most of the big cities in Britain are all Muslims, inexplicably, because they're still a fairly small minority, but there are hundreds of Sharia councils and Sharia courts and the rest of it in Britain, and I found that really intriguing.
Which way to Buckingham Palace? It's right over there. Which way? Over there.
Over there?
Why are you talking like that?
So I was, for whatever reason, that came within 24 hours of hearing Mr. Thibodeau talking about you live your culture or you kill your culture.
I always remember when I read the giant biography of Pope John Paul II. He was constantly saying language is culture, talking about that. It is. They travel together. They just mm-hmm. do. And if a language dies out, that culture has died out. And, if you can, and that's why Russia goes in and forces people to speak Russian various languages, in various areas. Cause you
at least
could,
China.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you dare speak one of your ethnic languages in China, you will be hauled into re-education.
That's why it's so hilarious that we're so willing in the United States to, like, turn over giant swaths of the country to another language. We just put up signs in that language, start printing things in that language, and say, that's fine, we don't care, we don't need to hang on to our language.
Well, exactly. You called it funny, and I get you're being kind of ironic, but I was just going to say, it is one of the more horrifying and obscene things I've observed in my life. That we of the West, Europe and the United States and Canada primarily, the English-speaking world and Europe, have been convinced that we have the one culture that not only is not beautiful and worth preserving or awesome or successful or whatever, but it's evil and we deserve to have it stamped out. And anybody who doesn't participate in that stamping out enthusiastically is an awful person and should be shamed or forced out of their job or what have you. And, you know, if you just look at England, never mind the United States, look at England.
Hello.
They've practically brought us democracy. It's existed in different forms in different places, but my God, the Magna Carta and the emergence of the parliament as a counter to the king and working with the monarch and just over hundreds of years hammering out the details of how does a people self-govern? And then that giving birth to the United States. I mean, you want to talk about a culture worth being proud of and preserving? How about British culture? And it's offshoots. So, do you have more you want to say on that topic before I get to my next? This all came together like in the last 3 minutes in my head.
Wow.
So why would those who were browbeating us to flush our own culture down the toilet, hate our own history, hate our own people, why would they do that? I think a lot of you are probably a little bit ahead of me at this point, but I came across this morning. It's a piece in the National Review, let's see. Oh, it's by the notorious MBD, Michael Brendan Doherty, who came across some audio of Hillary Clinton, of all people, doing an interview at one of those never-ending "look how smart and cool and rich we are" speechathons.
God, who goes to those things?
Well, it's a certain class of people, but I've never heard of most of these things. This is the 92NY, part of the Newmark Civic Life series.
Oh, yeah, the 92 Street Y is a huge deal in New York if you're important. They have those all the time. Yeah, I see those on YouTube videos regularly. I've never been.
So Hillary was jabbering about... She launched into the screed, and we could get the audio, but it's better to shorten it because, you know, she rambled a little bit. She launched into this mocking the idea of the Trump administration or anybody else trying to get Americans to have more babies. And she's right in that it's ultimately going to fail. But she launches into a screed in which she says the quiet part out loud that the affluent progressive lifestyle, however you want to describe it, lifestyle liberalism, certain forms of feminism, it's the privilege of affluent Americans and is supported by mass immigration, legal and illegal. Progressivism is not economically or socially sustainable, except if we import brown people and foreign people. She said, it's crazy trying to make America great again by returning to the lifestyles and the economic arrangements of not just the 50s. I mean, let's keep going back as far as we can. The nuclear family, return to being a Christian nation, a return to producing a lot of children. These are quotes. Even though she says
God,
they allege...
I'm particularly offended by her throwing out the nuclear family as something to give up on easily. Wow.
Then she takes a shot at Republicans, says they have no interest in paid family leave or funding quality child care. They're cutting Head Start. But she said it's sort of odd because the people who produce the most children in our country are immigrants and they want to deport them. None of this adds up. This is all a quote. In fact, one of the reasons why our economy did so much better than comparable advanced economies across the world is because we had lots of immigrants, legally and undocumented, who had a larger than normal by American standards family. So, quoting Doherty, taken together, Clinton says that immigrants make the American lifestyle of today add up, in part because of their higher birth rates. And she's right, although he later points out within two generations, certainly three, immigrant birth rates plunge down to Native American birth rates.
I'd like to also point out the reality. Any neighborhood you ever lived in, Hillary, become primarily a different language speaking, and the restaurant you used to go to become a food and language that you don't know in your school. The teachers.
Chelsea couldn't learn in schools because there are so many languages.
Right, that happened a lot. Or when you go to the emergency room, a lot of Spanish speaking or whatever, that really slows things down. It doesn't happen to you? That's funny. It happens to everybody else.
Yeah. Before he lost his mind, Tucker Carlson liked to talk about the protected and unprotected classes in America. That's the class divide. the protected are protected from their own policies. And getting back to Doherty, she's more correct than she thinks. In a way, the affluent progressive lifestyle is also enabled by mass immigration precisely because it outsources features of the, say, 1950s homemaker mom or weekend dad to immigrant labor. Landscaping, home cleaning, remodeling, nights at the restaurant are cheaper than they would have been because of the influx of labor that's paid under the table. Lifestyle progressivism is therefore directly at odds with former egalitarian progressivism, meaning standing up for the poor and the working classes. And he points out the problem is it's not sustainable either politically or as a matter of math. But yeah, what they are touting is, and we've said this more or less for years, look, for us to live the lifestyle we love of the modern progressive person, we need brown people to do the stupid stuff.
That's a heck of a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's going to notice this or talk about it. Bernie does, oddly enough. Bernie's been tearing his wispy hair out over this stuff. The betrayal of the poor and the working class by the Democratic Party. But I thought it was interesting. She came out and said, look, we, the chosen, need brown people and lots of them with their stupid baby making.
That is something.
Yeah, it is. And again, you know, to bring it back to the original premise, they're willing to sacrifice the American culture for this. And if you reckon with the fact that, as Lincoln and other great thinkers pointed out, if the heart of the American people isn't with the Constitution won't last a week. And on the other hand, if the heart of the American people is with our norms and beliefs and institutions, there's nothing that can tear it down. It's invincible. And these people, the elite, have chosen lifestyle over our principles.
That's funny. This just popped into my head. I think this is a pretty good example. If I leave a note for my kids, like my high schooler, take out the trash before you go to school today. Set it out by the curb. He will do it. But it's not because it's written down on a piece of paper. It's all the underlying culture that was built in our family of that. If right. I didn't have that, he could just look at that piece of paper and say, whatever, and not do it. The paper.
Or get an attorney and say, you can't compel me to do this.
The piece of paper is not what makes it happen. It's everything leading up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So Jake Tapper went on Megyn Kelly's show, and she apparently grilled him kind of hard. I actually haven't heard this. I've just read about it. We got more on that whole deal. What's the number one TV show in America? Cheers is in the news today because George Wendt died. That used to be the number one show. The number one show now is the NFL. And they've got a rules change, Joe says. I want this explained to me. As a Kansas City Chiefs fan, I want an asterisk next to the last Super Bowl. I don't want this explained to me. Among
on
other
the
things,
football field, like The Office, keep your hands off the tush.
Okay. All this on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
In an unpredictable world, nothing matters more than the safety of your home and loved ones.
And that's why millions of Americans trust SimpliSafe Home Security. With just a press of a button, you're not just locking up, you're unlocking peace of mind, knowing your home is protected 24/7.
SimpliSafe is setting the new standard in home security, delivering peace of mind every day to millions of Americans.
And with groundbreaking innovations like Active Guard Outdoor Protection, where live monitoring agents use AI-powered cameras to spot and engage suspicious individuals proactively, you get security that doesn't just react to threats, but actively works to stop them.
Monitoring plans started around $1 a day with no contracts, no hidden fees, and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and get your first month free.
That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off a new system. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Cordell & Cordell is the largest family law firm in the country with over 35 years of helping clients navigate divorce. That does give us certain advantages, for example, in focus and resources. But being big doesn't mean less personal or less local. Our attorneys live and work in your community, and as neighbors, they understand the challenges your families face. If you're a guy facing divorce, remember, Cordell & Cordell, a partner you can count on.
500 Capitol Mall, Sacramento. CordellCordell.com.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe, and if you want to do business with a company that actually stands for something, switch to Pure Talk. I did. Sure, I appreciate being on America's most dependable 5G network with unlimited talk and text for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is Pure Talk's commitment to our military and to our skilled workforce. That matters to me. Save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword Mike Rowe. Pure Talk, a wireless company that actually stands for something.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Well, guys, what a time it is to be in New York City. I mean, tomorrow is the start of Fleet Week, and there's a Knicks playoff game at Madison Square Garden. And thank God it's Fleet Week, because if the Knicks win, we'll need all the military help we can get. Fleet Week will be fun for Knicks fans. After the game, instead of cars, they can try to flip over a tank.
Yeah, that's kind of a funny joke. I'll be watching. Who do you like, Knicks Pacers there, Michael?
I'm going to go with the Knicks.
Okay.
I'm reminded though that during the 90s, Knicks Pacers was the baddest, bloodiest rivalry in basketball.
Absolutely. God, those were great games. Reggie Miller, Ewing, Spike Lee, those were fun. Those were really fun to watch.
Spike Lee played.
Well, he was there yelling at the player, and the player would yell back at him.
Right. Taunting, that's right. Yeah, yeah, Reggie Miller would get into joint matches.
When Reggie Miller would make a three, he would point at Spike Lee. It was fantastic.
Wow, and it was so physical back in the day.
Oh. So that's one sport there that doesn't actually get very good ratings. Depends on what teams are in it. Similar to Major League Baseball, it's more of a regional sport. If your team's in it, you watch. If they aren't, you don't. Whereas the NFL, you watch no matter what. Doesn't matter if you've never been to the state where the two teams are playing. You're interested in it, and every game matters, which is kind of cool. But my Kansas City Chiefs lost the Super Bowl to the Philadelphia Eagles in part because of the famous tush push, in which the giant-assed Eagles, who what was the average weight of their linemen
again,
or whatever?
It's not the size of the ass that's the operative question here. The average weight of the linemen is enormous.
Well, it was the heaviest. True. It was the heaviest line in the history of the NFL. That is just a fact. They were like 1,500 pounds of beefy manhood.
Just don't see any need for body shaming. That's it.
And if they needed a couple of yards, they would just every single time get it by leaning. Well, what did they do? What is the tush
including
push?
Touchdowns? Essentially, everybody surges forward, and several players get behind the runner, be it the quarterback in most cases. Well, it's almost always the quarterback, and shove him into the end zone. The beauty of it, like most quarterback sneaks, is it unfolds extremely quickly, so the offense has an advantage. Because the defense doesn't know exactly when the ball is going to be snapped. The snap count, as we say in the football business. But the fact that no matter how stout the defense is, they can't cluster as many people in the center right up front as the offense can, in effect. And I don't want to get too into football strategy, but trust me when I say that, because otherwise you could fake it and run around the end. Nobody would be there. It'd be easy. But in 06, the NFL officials and owners and all got together, as they do every year, to take a look at the league rules, and they just made one little tiny housekeeping change. They almost never called a penalty for pushing the runner, the offense pushing the runner. And so they just eliminated it because it almost never, ever came up.
Yeah, I don't remember it coming up in any game ever I watched.
Right, as Mike Pereira, the famous NFL vice president officiating at the time, said, it was an afterthought. Removing basically one word ended up creating a fast fiasco years afterward, however. Somebody figured out that they could do that now legally, and as we saw in the Super Bowl, the problem is, since the defense doesn't know the snap count, they've got to go at first sound. And over again, they get encroachment penalties for jumping before the ball is moved. And after a while, the ref can just can award a touchdown to the offense because the damn defense keeps making these penalties. And so it's just, it's untenable. It can't work.
So they basically have outlawed the tush push?
I think they're about to.
Which means there should be an asterisk next to the Eagles' win, and the Chiefs actually probably would have won if you didn't have the, despite the fact that they were down like 42-0 at half or whatever it was.
Asterisk spelled with two S's up front. That's right. Yes.
To the ass cheek history.
Yes,
that's
the
right.
Tush push is on the came. Ass cheeks of history.
Right. So anyway, yeah, say goodbye probably to the tush push.
Mm. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, Travis Kelce, has come back to camp having lost a ton of weight. He got a little doughy as he was going around in his fancy clothes with his girlfriend there the last couple of seasons. And
I wonder if she said, Travi, you're looking a little porky. He took the hint. If I'm going to swing with the superstar, I got to be low body fat so she doesn't hook up with a backup dancer.
He took off his shirt one night and she went, ew.
Oh, no.
She might have. You don't know. She has high standards.
Does she?
So Jake Tapper getting beat up by some people as he makes rounds. God, he should.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible that he's getting away with making money off of telling a story that he should have told us for free at the time, as Jon Stewart said.
Right.
We got more on that coming up in a little bit.
Armstrong and Getty.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Michaela's Mobile Spa, Michaela! Michaela got a quick business insurance quote from Progressive and chose from over 30 customizable coverages. Sure, it helps she's her only employee and does literally everything, but while others would rest on their laurels, Michaela was hard at work saving big. So take that, hypothetical other employee who doesn't exist. Be your own Michaela. See if you could save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage is not available in all states or for all vehicles and coverage selections.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Reading 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org.
Spring is sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which include the hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Jahnke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane and a Vietnam veteran. With Memorial Day coming up this 26th of May, I would like to remind you that it is more than a three-day weekend. With the words from President Ronald Reagan in one of his many Memorial Day speeches, he had just received the bodies of four Marines who had died while on active duty. He said, "There is a special sadness that accompanies the death of service members because our country is never quite good enough to them. Not really. We can't be, because what they gave us is beyond our power to repay. And all we can do is remember. Most of them were boys and girls when they died, and they gave up two lives, the one they were living and the one they would have lived. They gave up everything for us, and all we can do is remember and honor them. This Memorial Day, please remember and honor our fallen service men and women."
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket Bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is a big theme in the book, that they were lying not just to press and not just to the country. They were lying to cabinet secretaries, Democrats in Congress. I'm not excusing any of these people, but I'm just saying, and in many ways, I think they were also lying to themselves.
I feel like everybody's excusing those people, that there's not a demand, an outcry. Who knew? Who was lying?
Yeah, name names.
There's still no pressure on anybody. The media, the people around Biden, or Biden and his wife and son themselves. It's like we're watching a TV show and getting the information about it.
Right. And our great question has yet to be answered in a way that satisfies me. Jake, 250 million people knew. You didn't. What is it about you and your brothers and sisters in the media that makes you so blind to that which is plainly obvious to the rest of it? That's the compelling question in terms of the media for me.
Good that you brought up that angle. That's perfect for the co-author of the book, Alex Thompson, who's not getting enough attention. He was interviewed and talked about that subject a little bit.
I had one conversation with someone. This was after the election, while we were reporting this book. This person said, listen, yes, we deserve blame for X, Y, Z. We were hiding him. This person also sort of got in my face and they said, listen, the media deserves some blame too. Like, we were sort of amazed at some of the stuff we were able to spin
and get
quarters
away with.
On. They, in some
it's
ways,
like the bank robber complaining that the safe wasn't locked or something.
They're just like, you guys should not have believed us so easily. And I thought that was like a really interesting, but I also think that's true. I think the media, in a lot of ways just was not skeptical enough and did not remember the lesson that they do it to different degrees, but every White House lies.
Including my co-author, who led the parade. Anyway, back to you.
How about the Biden inner circle going to him and saying, I can't believe you guys bought this?
I mean, we were trying to spin you. We didn't think it'd work.
But we marched him out there, you know, once a month, and he embarrassed himself.
Right.
And you guys, like, would ignore that.
What's the matter with you?
One example.
Yeah, my Lord.
One example I got from the book, because I'm still reading the book, This was early in the first term. I mean, it's hilarious that he ran again. Early in the first term, when he was supposed to go to the House Democrats, exactly the same scenario as yesterday, only in reverse. The way Trump went to the House Republicans yesterday and gave them the speech about why you need to vote for this bill, the first big Biden bill, Nancy Pelosi invited Biden to come speak to all the House Democrats and explain to them why they needed to vote for his big bill. One, he never asked them to vote for the bill. And Nancy was like, what the hell was that?
Wow.
he rambled on for a really, really, really long time about all kinds of different stuff, then left. And Nancy and the other leadership were like, what was that? He never brought up the bill. He never asked
him to vote for the bill.
He forgot why he was there. But I like this part. Joe Biden came in and then gave his long rambling speech, quoted Negro League pitcher Satchel Paige, who had played into his 50s. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? One House Democrat called Biden's remarks incomprehensible. Biden left without making the ask.
This is early in term one.
Yes. He goes. Yeah. He only had one term. But hits him with that Satchel Paige speech, the quote at the end, and then walks out. And one leading Democrat said, he's incomprehensible. Because he was.
Wow.
I find that pretty funny. Anyway, so I've got to start watching Megyn Kelly's show. You know I would, but I don't have the slightest idea where it is.
Don't. There are no other shows.
Where is it? All my favorite people go on it. Rich Lowry and Charlie Cook and Mark Halperin and, like, all these people that I really, really like are on it, and I don't know where to find it. Is it on YouTube or?
Are we charging her for this commercial or what?
I'm not doing a commercial. I'm doing a, it's an entire news show. We mention news shows all the time. Where do you find it? I want to watch it. Do I watch it or listen to it?
It's a podcast.
It's a podcast. Okay, you listen to it. Anyway, she had Jake Tapper on. I'm surprised he went on her show, actually. And here's a little of their exchange.
You didn't ask him about it. You didn't follow up on the fact that he was falling up the stairs, that he was losing his train of thought regularly, that he was slurring, that he was incomprehensible, that he was getting lost on the White House lawn. You sat right across from him and you asked none of that, notwithstanding the fact that he had promised you he would be fully transparent about his health issues.
That's true. But I did ask him about his age and the fact that the American people had concluded that even though he said whenever anybody brought up the subject of his age, watch me. And I said,
yes,
they're watching you and they are concerned that you were too old for this job.
You know as well as I do that there's a way of you can say, hey, there's this poll on your age. Or you could say you just forgot that Jackie Walorski was dead. You asked where she was moments after watching a videotape tribute to her. You lowered the flags at the White House after she died. This happened 13 days before you sat with him. There is a way of pressing a man like that on the actual infirmities to bring it home to him and to the audience, and you didn't do it.
That's correct. I didn't. And like I said, I feel humility about my coverage. I mean, it's not like I was asking him his favorite movie or his favorite color. We were talking about Putin. We were talking about other issues of national importance. But yeah, I mean, of course, I've said I look back at my coverage with humility and I wish I did cover the issues of age and acuity, but I wish I had covered them much more.
This is like a comprehension test in third.
After a long time ago, I was holding on to the fact that so many people I like him as a person. It is gone now. That was a horse S. That is complete 100% horse S. Wow. I know I said this all the time.
He got to check the I'm a journalist box. I asked him about his age, but without ever ruffling a feather.
Well, right. As Megyn Kelly explained there, the way you did it, and this is the sizzle reel that the book company has put out to show how Jake Tapper held their feet to the fire. Polls show most Americans think you're too old. He would present that. Let them shoot it down, then change the subject. As opposed to what Megyn Kelly just said there, a week ago, you called out to a dead woman moments after talking about her being dead.
Right. He wasn't an inquisitor. He was a volleyball setter. He would set the ball up so that Joe Biden could spike it. Exactly. Then they would move on. Yeah.
Where's Jackie? Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie?
Jackie's with God, sir.
I say this about a lot of people about a lot of things. I don't know how he sleeps at night doing these interviews and lying like this and then going home another good day at work. I went around and embarrassed myself, obviously lying. I think I'll hit the hay. What?
Because back to bubble theory, his coworkers, his bosses, his friends, his kids, parents at their expensive private school, I don't know if he even has kids, they all said, great job, Jake, great job. That's what a bubble is like.
I wish one person would come out, one high-level person, like a Jake Tapper or somebody, and say, I hated Trump so much, I deluded myself to an incredible level. I mean, it should be obvious to me, to anyone. I didn't ask hard questions because I was worried it would help Trump. I was trying to make sure Trump didn't go. I wish somebody would say that.
Wow. That was beautifully simply put, and I think that person would get at least a little sympathy for finally being honest about it. But
He's doing, this, it's like, remember when Jose Canseco came out and said, yeah, I did steroids all day long, every kind you can possibly do, and everybody else is too. He didn't come out and say, everybody else is doing steroids, not me, but everybody else is doing steroids, and I think it's appalling.
I look back with humility on the steroid era, for I too was touched by it and perhaps became part of it in a way that I look back with humility at. Yeah, yeah. I loved your little speech there. Yeah, look, I hated Trump so much, I was afraid to admit anything was wrong with Biden or good about Trump, so I just didn't. Anyway, I found this really interesting.
God, the fact that he might make, has anybody heard the number? He's probably making literally millions of dollars off of this book. I'll have to look it up.
He probably got an enormous advance.
I'll bet the advance was huge.
And Alex Thompson, who's a real reporter who was critical of Biden's senility at the time, has got to be thinking, what a weird effed up business this is that I've got to have a celebrity dope on the cover with me just to get any attention.
Right.
Anyway, I found this very, very interesting. James Toronto, Wall Street Journal, talking about how the 25th Amendment, Section 4, which is the get rid of the president because he's senile section, how it would actually worked. And he pointed out that if Biden had won a second term, there would have come a point, maybe this week, with the diagnosis of aggressive metastatic prostate cancer, when his inability would have become just completely impossible to deny, even for the Jake Tappers of the world and the Jill Bidens of the world, who is completely Fruit Loops.
Anyway, so crazy.
And he says, invoking Section 4 of the 25th Amendment would be tenable as well as appropriate, but it could produce an ugly stalemate. And this is the part I enjoyed the clarification on. It reminded me of classes I took. Contrary to popular belief, Section 4 does not provide for the Veep to become the president. All it does is gives the Veep the temporary assumption of the powers and duties of the office of as acting president. The president continues to hold the office until the end of the term or until he dies, resigns, or is impeached and convicted.
Or gets better? Could he get better?
Exactly. So here's the deal. Section 4 provides that the president can contest a finding of inability via a written declaration to Congress. My senility is better, he would say.
Listen, pal, you're going to end for a problem.
You're going to end for a problem. You're rhyming louder than ever. Anyway, the vice president and the cabinet have 4 days to respond, whereupon Congress is required to vote within 21 days. Sustaining the decision to strip the president of his powers requires 2/3 of each chamber, both chambers, which means that 1/3 of either chamber would be sufficient for him to regain power, 1/3 plus one. So it's like a every so often you got to vote again. Do we keep him in the presidential penalty box or let him out? Now, here's where it gets interesting.
I assume he's in chains in the basement during this entire time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, according to the Constitution. Every few weeks they'd have to redo it, but that wouldn't end the matter. And then we engage in a little what-if-ery, but it's kind of interesting. There is one presidential power that is impossible for the vice president to exercise as acting president, the power to nominate a new vice president. Under Section 2 of the 25th Amendment, and that's triggered only by a quote-unquote vacancy in the office of the vice president. So what if something happened to Kamala Harris while she was acting president? The president's in the penalty box. The acting president was run over by the beast when it was backing up.
She had that extra glass of wine, rolled down the stairs, hit her head.
Right, exactly, and passed. God rest her soul. So the 25th Amendment doesn't answer that question, but the succession clause does. So the Presidential Succession Act 1947 then says the House Speaker is next in line behind the Vice President. Now that raises an interesting situation. So Mike Johnson becomes acting president, and then every few weeks, the senile Joe Biden reapplies for his old job.
How about my time back?
Democrats in the cabinet and Congress are looking at, do we let Mike Johnson continue to be the acting president, or do we act like Joe Biden is cogent again?
True and international efforts of pressure.
Do we put the obviously enfeebled president back in there? Yeah, that's a tough one.
And then so they'd have to put my bus been wet back in the Oval Office long enough to anoint a new vice president, then hopefully resign, unless he wanders off and is, you know, not seen again.
Wow.
But anyway, none of this happened. I just thought it was an interesting reminder of how the system actually works. It's more a penalty box than a removal.
We got more on this. We'll get to a little bit later. It is one of the biggest scandals in U.S. history. It should be treated that way anyway. A lot more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Thing anyone wants is to burden their family after passing, and that's why having a trust and a will is essential.
It ensures your loved ones, your spouse, children, or anyone else you care about clearly understand your wishes and don't have to deal with confusion, drama, or legal hassles while grieving.
Without a will, your assets could be distributed in ways you've never intended. People you care about could be left out completely.
Also, probate can be a long, complicated, and expensive process, but it's avoidable if you have a simple trust in place.
A trust and a will sets a clear plan for how you want your estate handled.
They are simple, affordable, and give you peace of mind. I have a simple revocable trust, and knowing my family won't have to go through probate brings real comfort.
TrustandWill.com make it easy. They're the leaders in creating personalized a trust and a will to protect your legacy and loved ones.
Do the right thing. Protect your family. Visit TrustandWill.com today for total peace of mind. TrustandWill.com.
When it comes to your health, waiting is not an option. You must be in control, because when disaster strikes, it's too late to start preparing. Whether it's a natural disaster, a medication shortage, or a broken supply chain, the truth is, you cannot afford to rely on a system that might fail you when you need it most. You should never be at the mercy of empty pharmacy shelves or overwhelmed healthcare systems. Your health is too important for that. But there is a solution. The Jace case gives you emergency antibiotics so you can have them before you need them. No more crossing your fingers during a crisis. With Jace, you're ready. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just head to Jace.com, answer a few questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your info in minutes. If approved, your meds ship directly to your door. Act now, before the emergency hits. Use code RADIO, that's R-A-D-I-O, at Jace.com. That's J-A-S-E.com to get a discount on your Jace case. Be ready, be protected, be in control.
I'm Jack Cutter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. Just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Worker at the New Orleans jail where 10 inmates escaped all at once, now charged with helping in the scheme. Sterling Williams accused of shutting off the water before inmates dislodged a toilet and crawled out through a hole in the wall Friday morning. A court affidavit says Williams told investigators an inmate threatened to shank him if he refused.
Well, that sucks. That's a tough situation to be in. So,
believe the guy?
Well, there's that, and then there's the later in that news report, somebody said, well, he had the opportunity to, you know, to come to authorities and say, I'm being threatened. True.
Or any time in the 8 hours after they fled, say, hey, by the way, these guys just fled.
Boy, I don't know, though. That's a tough, I don't know. You probably got family. They might know where your family is. They're murderers.
Yeah, true.
But, not
doesn't happen at every other jail in the country.
True. Yes, Katie?
The guys want to get out of their jails, too.
There's a Twitter thread of videos of the arrests of the five so far that they've found. One of the guys got all messed up, passed out on a park bench. And the cops walked up, and they're like, are you okay, bud? And then they realized it was the guy.
It's hard to imagine with that kind of judgment that he ever wound up incarcerated.
Wow.
You got out, you passed out on a park bench and got caught.
Yep.
All right, go back to jail now, you idiot.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I believe the dude either. That's a pretty good excuse. Two dumb things for you. The popular British television show Peppa Pig, which is for children, it's a kids cartoon, announced that its main character will soon be joined on the show by a new baby sister. That's what you do when a show is starting to flag. You got to bring in a baby. Peppa Pig is going to have a baby sister. So look forward to that if you got kids. Also came across this. Martinis are shrinking in New York City because of what they're calling Ozempic cocktails. People who can't, on Ozempic, having lost a bunch of weight, they can't handle as much booze, so they make the cocktails smaller?
Or they want less because it decreases your desire for several different things, including booze.
To escape life? It decreases your desire to escape life? That's what the martini's for, to escape the drudgery of life.
Right.
The dull, flat truth of everyday life, as Faulkner called it. Anyway, they're shrinking, but the prices are not. It might just be an inflation thing. I don't know. We got more on the biggest scandal in the history of America, perhaps, and who was lying about what and what a crackhead Biden was and how much pressure that put the president under and their intervention. That's kind of interesting stuff in the book.
Plus, why do students cheat so much using artificial intelligence? Because they're lazy slobs and you raise them poorly. Is there any way to stop them from cheating? And should we even be trying?
There's no way to stop them from trying. I look forward to
discussing. Don't answer the questions in advance.
Armstrong and Getty.
In an unpredictable world, nothing matters more than the safety of your home and loved ones.
That's why millions of Americans trust SimpliSafe Home Security.
With just a press of a button, you're not just locking up, you're unlocking peace of mind knowing your home is protected 24/7.
Visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan, and you get your first month free.
That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.